All right, Josh, we are going to have the national anthem now, performed by Nick Parrish, live on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you at home, please rise.
Can you see?
The Pacific West Conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this great matchup between Dixie State College and Dominican University of California. Now coming to the mic is none other than the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. The Red Storm in the house, folks. Red Storm on radio.dominican.edu along with the Penguins. Red Storm 3-1 in conference, currently second place. Penguins got their first win against University of Hawaii at Hilo right here at the Collins Center a couple weeks ago. Penguins tonight taking on the Red Storm. The Red Storm, Dixie State College. Head coach is Angela Christensen, assisted by Lene Larson and Courtney Boyd. Coach Christensen will be sending out Tanya Clark. Number 14 is Clark, a 5'10" senior. She's out of Beaumont, California. Number 15, Veronica Siqueiros, a 5'5" junior out of Phoenix, Arizona. She gets the start tonight. Number 23 is Jonah Brown, a 6-foot freshman out of Las Vegas. Number 25 is Jesse Ingram, a 5'6" senior out of Tucson. And rounding out the squad for the Red Storm, number 34, Deanna Daniels, a 5'11" freshman out of North Las Vegas. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers is assisted by Eric Nelson. Number 12 is Tammy Bronner, a 5'6" grad student out of Oakland. Number 14 is Melissa Wise, a 5'10" freshman out of Novato. Number 20 is Alicia Flatton, a 5'6" senior from Hayward. Number 24 is Michaela Baskerville, a 5'6" senior out of Alameda. And for Coach Chambers, number 32 is Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" junior out of Santa Rosa. The Penguins off to our right, defending the Northern Hoop, the Red Storm from Dixie State College. Off on our left, they'll be defending the Southern Hoop. To my right, Josh Johnson, Stuart Horn with you, the play-by-play for tonight's PacWest doubleheader. 20 minutes overhead, 30 seconds on the shot clock. Brandon Davis is in the house. Our referees for tonight's game: Skelly Wingard, Eric Tome, and Ilonda Robinson. Sent down from the NC2A for tonight's contest. In the middle for the Penguins to be Wise. For the Red Storm is 23, Jonna Brown. Brown a 6-footer. Wise in there at 5'10", tip out. Penguins have it. Bringing it up the left side now quickly is Bronner. She's got it ripped away. Loose ball. Bronner gets it back. She's back in the right corner now between the circles. She drifts over to the left side. Now moves back to the right. She's being guarded very closely by Tanya Clark, and a whistle. Turnover caused by Bronner.
You don't want to start with a turnover just to kick off the game, Stu. I like to see Dominican get into a nice rhythm. They never really had the opportunity to do that against Grand Canyon. Establishing some kind of momentum and rhythm would be good for them in this game.
Penguins on defense now, off to our right. Penguins defending that Northern Hoop. With the ball now is Jonna Brown. She gets it down low at the last second to Deanna Daniels, and Daniels goes up right side baseline, fouled. Foul is called against Melissa Wise, the Penguin that tipped the thing out and got the game started tonight. 19:26 to go, and Daniels, the 5'11 freshman out of North Las Vegas, is on the line. She's got the right foot on the center stripe, a very flat stroke, and it hits the front rim and falls forward, and good. 1-0, Red Storm, Dixie State in the house. Second shot, much higher, better arc, too deep. Rebound Dixie. Kick it outside. Three ball on the way. Jesse Ingram, good. 4-0, Penguins trail.
You can't let those shooters spot up like that, Stu. Dominican, now they realize who the shooters are. They're going to have to do a better job of getting the rebounds off the offensive boards and being able to limit those types of mistakes in the future.
Penguins inbounds, coast to coast. Michaela, right side, good for the layup. 4-2, Dixie with the ball. State just came off a win over Notre Dame a couple nights ago. Here's a turnaround softie by Tanya Clark. From the right elbow, no. Rebound Gomes. Left side, bringing it across the timeline, is flattened. She overthrows Baskerville. Baskerville reaches out, spinning backward. And it goes out of bounds off the end line. A poor pass by the team leader, Alicia Flatten. Not Flatten's best, one of the best assist players in the PacWest Conference. The leading assist person in the CalPac last year. Over the top now is Tanya Clark. She kicks out, long one. Siqueiros, no, rebound. Clark, whistle, up with it. She'll go to the line, that's the second. That one's committed by, I'm gonna say that, Josh, I don't know if you caught that. I think it was committed by Gomes, I'm not positive. Yes, sir, it is by Gomes. That's her first. One for Gomes, one for Wise. Free throw is good, 5-2. Shout out to the Red Storm fans listening and Penguin fans listening worldwide. Second freebie is good, 18:31 to go. Happy Martin Luther King Day, fans. School back in session tomorrow here at Dominican. Penguins would love to celebrate MLK Day with a win tonight. Penguin women have one conference victory so far. Now high off the backboard. Spinning is Bronner from the right side. Good for two. 6-4. Penguins trailing. Red Storm on offense now, driving it in, taking advantage of the Penguins' slow transition. Good footwork, Siqueiros. She kicks over to the right side. She gets it off to Ingram now. They work the outside of the circle. Now with a nice head fake. Jonah Brown goes up left side. Loose ball, tipped up. Siqueiros comes down with it. Foul is called against Jonah Brown. Penguins will have it. 17:54. That's the first team foul. 17:54 left. First team foul committed by the Dixies. Josh, I hope they don't call them the Dixie Chicks. I doubt that they will. Now Bronner brings it up the right side. She is swarmed by the Dixie ladies. If I call them Dixie Chicks, Josh, just reach over and slug me.
I'll make sure to do that.
They bring it up, and Bronner walks with it after being swarmed with a massive defensive effort.
Well, one thing you can see that Dixie State has noticed from the last game where Dominican played against GCU, they had problems with the full court press and the trap. And that's what, you know, Dixie State is running right now. They're getting Dominican off balance and keeping them out of rhythm with that full court press.
Penguins on defense now with 17 and a half to go, 6-4. Penguins trail. Red Storm up, left side. Way over the top, but taken down by Clark, is in perfect position. She flips to the top of the key for the three ball. Ingram, no. Taken down Baskerville, the rebound. Flips it back off to Flatten now, 17 to go in the first half. PacWest doubleheader tonight. Men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Inside the paint, drifting in, 360, spin move. To her left is Flatten. No. Flatten a little bit deep. They bring it back up. Daniels, after the Red Storm, gets the rebound. Down low, Siqueiros. She has Flatten jump on top of her, and the foul is against the Hayward native, Alicia Flatten, number 20, Siqueiros to the line.
The Penguins are going to have to do a better job of getting back on defense, too. That way they'll be able to avoid the necessary foul situations where they have to go ahead and try to make a play on the ball late out of desperation. You got to get back quicker on defense to limit those types of fouls.
Siqueiros to the line. The first one is good with a nice arc on that one, a little backspin. She stands with the right foot right in the middle of the house. Left foot back, a little bit wide open stance. And she knocks home the second one nicely. Inbounds, Gomes gets it in to Bronner. He's buried back there in the corner with full court pressure from the Storm. Uh-oh, Bronner almost had it ripped away again. Last time Bronner walked with it. She flips it off with 16:50 to go. Over to Flatten and now off to Michaela Baskerville in the right corner. She flips it back into Wise, who gets it over to Rocky for a long two ball deep. Taken down. Oh, Wise had a finger on it, but with the rebound is Daniels. She flips it all the way across the court to Jonah Brown. And Jonah Brown with an easy layup in transition. Josh, Dixie State was positioned perfectly to receive that long toss as this is our first time out of the night, fans. And the Penguins are down 10-4 with 16:34 to go on radio.dominican.edu.
Well, Stu, it seems that, you know, in the early part of this first half, it's just simple mistakes by the Penguins, you know, not being able to get good looks at the rim, not dribbling around the ball enough, not swinging the ball enough. I think if they should swing it a lot more, try to get out open to their players like Flatten. who can make the big shot, as well as downloader Raquel Gomes. I like to see them try to force the issue down low a little bit more, but take nothing away from Dixie State. They're playing great full court press, keeping the Penguins off balance, forcing them to make passes that they don't want to, getting them to travel at times. And you know what? That worked for GCU, and it's working right now for Dixie State. So Dominican's going to have to find a way to adjust and come back in this game right now. But they're down six, and it's not looking good to start off for the Penguins. But big ups to Dixie State.
.16:34 to go, fans worldwide. Radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson. Chili the Penguin is in the house wearing a number 25, Josh.
Who is number 25?
Taki Takoi, of course.
Taki Takoi is
but
25.
But I see Taki Takoi is on the bench. Of course, Chili's wearing the road uniform. So Baskerville brings it up now for the Penguins, moving from our right to left. Bronner, top of the key, drives in. Oh, big high dribble up off the glass. That's a shot she made last time. This one's blocked by Dixie State, Chanel Maxey. Dixie gets it on the turnaround. Vifanua goes in left side, the 5'8 sophomore. She's out of Hurricane, Utah. That's Josh's hometown. Vifanua goes in left side, buries one easily. So fresh legs in there for a couple of the Dixies. 15-52, right side Gomes, right side good. Gomes finds the bucket, 12-6, 15:45 to go in the first half.
That was good job by the Penguins seeing the mismatch, giving it to Gomes for the easy turnaround jumper. They should keep doing that, Stu, keep forcing inside to Gomes. She has the size in this matchup, and it will help the Penguins.
Gomes reached in now as Vifanua drives in. They call the foul here against Wise. That's her second. Off ball. Kimi Nakamura wants to come in. And now a media timeout has been called here at the Conlin Center. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official home of the PacWest NC2A Penguins at Dominican University of California. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. This timeout brought to you by Best Buy in Marin City for all your electronics needs. Make it Best Buy. Check them out online, bestbuy.com. Josh likes to shop there.
Oh, yeah. Went to Best Buy the other day. Matter of fact, got this little adapter for the iPod in the car. You know, you can plug it in, you know, to your little, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, cigarette lighter?
Yeah.
And it plays your music right out of your own speakers.
Brings it
out through the whole car. It's good.
That's unbelievable. How does it sound? Good?
Sounds great. Matter of fact, I can't even handle the bass. The bass is too much. I might have to buy myself a sub.
You got to roll the bass back a little bit?
I got to roll the bass back.
It's too much?
You know how I like my bass. I like to
be loud. I know you do. Yeah.
I like everybody hearing me coming down the street. No doubt about it.
That's a no doubt about it right there. 12-6.
Yes, sir.
Penguins trail, 15:36. Josh's. I've never heard you roll bass off, so that must be crazy.
Yes, sir. Well, Stu, one thing I've noticed right now in this game is that, you know, the Penguins have put in Kimi Nakamura, and one thing she's great at is creating, I guess, the three-point shot threat from beyond the arc. She can shoot well. She's very good with handling the ball for the Penguins. She's a true freshman. She's gotten a lot of time this year, and I think the Penguins, you know, that might be a good choice by Coach Brianna Chambers, throwing Nakamura in there, getting some wide-open looks, getting her to spot up a little bit, try to draw this lead closer for the Penguins.
Vifanua to the line. She makes the first one, and the second one, it looks like Melissa Wise fell in too early, so Vifanua gets to go again, and she had missed the second one, but because Wise had stepped into the lane, Bronner also comes out as Wise gets yanked for Janish. Bronner's out, Berlinski in, and the second one ends up going. 15.5 to go, fans. 14-6. Penguins in the backcourt. And that's the Penguins are having all kinds of trouble back there as Gomes has to throw it all the way up court to Janish. Three ball on the way. Flatten. Good! Alicia Flatten, Josh, does what she does so well on a perfect feed from Janish across the court. And that's the risk you open up by employing the full court pressure. And that's what happened to Dixie. They brought it up. The Penguins did and left their three-point threat. That's Flatten wide open. Again, the Penguins in transition to the other side. Flatten from the right elbow, falling backward, buckling. Good! 14-11, 14:54 to go. Penguins creeping right back into this one. Now Dixie on the left side. Amber Scruggs has come in, a 5'7" junior out of Los Angeles. And a whistle is called against one of the Mighty DUs. No, it's not. It's called against the Dixies. For the Dixies, Coach Angela Christensen is really up on her feet, really screaming out at the ladies, telling them what she wants. And I'm sure she doesn't want them to continue the fouls.
Well, this is a good job by the Penguins right now, Stu. They have three scoring threats on the floor, and Nakamura, Berlinski, Janish, actually four if you count Alicia Flatten. And they all can shoot, they all can score, and that's what the Penguins need right now to open this game up and get them into a better position to come out with the victory.
Janish goes three ball and missed it. Hauled in on the rebound by Chanel Maxey. Dixie brings it across the timeline. In transition, they go for the alley-oop. Too much ball. Led the intended recipient by way too much. Inbounds, Janish gets it to Nakamura. Nakamura speeds across the left side of the timeline. Over to Flatten. Good ball control. Intended for Gomes out of bounds. Tipped out by Jonah Brown. Brown out of Las Vegas is a 6-foot freshman, Josh. And she used all 6 feet. Stretched out. Tipped it out. Slowed things down. Inbounds slowly. Oh, brother, right under the hoop. Inbounds from Flatten to Gomes. The Penguins love that play. Gomes couldn't make it, although she had a clean look at it. Quick transition to the other side. Tanya Clark left baseline good.
You got to get back on defense. You can't let these teams score in transition. In the Pac West, they'll kill you every time.
14:06 to go now as the Penguins bring it up after a great play by the Dixie State after the Penguins missed a pretty easy look. Up with it, Janish, right side foul. Tanya Clark hammered Janish. Janish, I'm surprised she didn't make that, Josh. Janish makes those, even with the hands in the face, 16-11. Kelsey to the line. Emily Dunn gets ready to come in as Janish cans the first one. Dunn in. Rocky out. 16-12, 13:53 to go. Janish goes back to the line with a slightly open stance, right in the center on the way. Good. Play there by the Penguins, 16-13, 13:51. Bringing it up right side now is Scruggs. Scruggs takes it in right side. That Scruggs could shoot, Josh. She is a shooter, number 11.
And she was uncontested on that one, Sue.
Yeah.
You got to get a hand in her face. You got to be able to run with them up and down the court and not let those scores in transition happen.
Scruggs has got some tremendous hops. I'm going to keep an eye on her. Left edge now is Kimmy. She goes with a jumper after she brought it into about 12 feet. No. Kimmy hangs in the backcourt, but the rebound easily by Dixie. Jonna Brown. Now Brown's got to the top of the key. She drives in, gets past Dunn. Dunn slams into her, no whistle. Bucket's good. 20-13, 13-12. Penguins were within three just a second ago. And then the shooting of Scruggs and Brown have made it a 7-point game. Uh-oh. Penguins heave it across the court. Now they get it down low. Kimmy now goes back to the top of the key with 13 on the shot clock. Nakamura goes down low to Dunn. Dunn hits the bottom of the hoop on the way up. Had a clean look at it, Josh, as Dunn stands a couple inches higher than Vaifanua. But she hit the bottom of the rim on the way up. Vaifanua pulls down the rebound. Now the Penguins steal it back away. Loose ball. Everybody's on top of it. Jumping on top of it. Who's going to get the timeout called? Berlinski ends up diving on top of Chanel Maxey. Maxey, the 5'10 freshman. Berlinski, the 5'9 freshman, they end up in a scrum on the floor, going after the fumble. 20-13 is the score. Siqueiros re-enters. Siqueiros with a start tonight in place of Clark, although Clark did get the start tonight. She'll sub in for her now. 12.5 to go, fans. 20-13 in favor of the Red Storm. In the house, first season of NC2A basketball for the Penguins. It's like every night is a brand new experience for the DUs. The Dominicans have been playing very well last couple of games. Playing well tonight. 20-13, back on the way, tipped out Berlinski, good defense. Defense, Josh. Berlinski with a good move.
The old cliche says defense wins championships, and you know what, Stu? They failed to prove it wrong. Defense does win championships, and you got to play good, solid, tenacious defense, especially in the NCAA.
Good pitching, always better than good hitting. Uh-oh. From the right side, Maxey takes it around, takes it on the outside, takes it in down low, right side, good.
That was just a miscommunication defensively, Stu. You got to stick to your man. You got to play tighter than that. Even if you're in the zone, I like to see the DUs just be a little tighter on that. You just can't let them run in and take a clear look to the basket.
22-13, tipped out of bounds off of one of the Penguins. No, it was out. It was out off the Red Storm, I thought, but now they're calling it out off of one of the Penguins. A timeout has been called, no? All right, there is a timeout, fans. 22-13, 11:52 to go.
And the GCU faithful are the Dixie State faithful are not happy about that at all.
Oh, there's a lot of Dixie State fans in the house tonight. I'm surprised at how many came down. Great to see the Dixie State fans here, Josh. This timeout brought to you by Extreme Pizza on 4th Street in San Rafael. That's Josh's favorite hangout.
Oh, yes, sir.
Josh, he is the junior broadcasting sensation. I almost said sophomore, Josh, but that hasn't been for a while. 11:52 to go, fans. And with analysis, my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, defense, as we say, is going to be a key in this game. Right now, Dixie State is doing what they have to do to stay ahead on the scoreboard. Meanwhile, Dominican is showing good strides offensively, but defensively they have struggled a little bit in terms of getting back, staying on top of their assignments, and stopping the scores in transition. I'd like to see them hustle a little bit more on the defensive end, too.
Penguins have been, well, I guess so, except every time I look up, it looks like one of the Penguins is diving nicely toward the ball, but you're right. They've allowed a couple of gigantic gaps in the lane, and that's the one you can't have.
All right, so I mean, you may see great efforts on the floor as the Penguins have showed, but still yet the scoreboard tells it all. You got to play better defense than
you have,
so far into this game.
Hard to argue with that one. 22-13, fans, 11:52 to go. That's the end of the timeout. Clock rolls, Penguin ball. On the short side, inbounds Nakamura. Goes right side, Janish all alone. Good no-look pass out to Rocky. Three ball on the way. How comes? Hits a two ball. It was a long one, though, Josh. I thought it was three, but they only called it two. The Penguins will take it. 7-point game, 11:37 to go. Good shot there by Gomes after the no-look pass. Play there, Janish and Gomes, a couple of veterans. Right side now for the three ball. Goes Shayla Martinez, a 5'9 junior out of Las Vegas. Good. 25-15 after Martinez answers with a tray. Berlinski down low to Gomes. Gomes has it ripped away as she's not looking by Siqueiros. Now Siqueiros in transition. Fast break. Siqueiros missed an easy layup. Gomes with a rebound. Good hustle, Raquel. Left side, Berlinski across the timeline. Over to Kimmy, right edge. She thinks about it. Three ball on the way. It's a mile and a half, and it's good.
She is dangerous from beyond the arc, Stu. That's a good job by Dominican getting the ball up court, swinging it to Nakamura and getting her with the wide open look.
10:50 to go, fans. Good shot there by Kimmy. Way out on the right edge. That was 26 feet. I mean, it was way out there. But Nakamura is so good, number 10. Stripped away now. Gomes had it for a second. Working inside. Now back outside. Ingram's got it. Now a whistle before Siqueiros could get the shot off with 10.5 to go. 25-18 whistle. Well, Dixie State brings in two new ones. This is Amber Scruggs re-entering. Also, Shanae Vaifanua re-enters the game in place of Jonna Brown and Jesse Ingram. Josh?
Oh, go ahead, Stu.
10:33 to go, fans. Right? 25-18. Penguins have it. Here's Kimmy again. Three ball, yes. That's two in a row for Nakamura. You leave her hanging and you're going to be in trouble. 25-21. We'll just let's see how long it takes Dixie State to figure that one out. Nakamura's an awfully tough threat. A three ball shooting machine is Nakamura off the right side, driving in as Siqueiros amid heavy Penguin traffic. A lot of Penguin wings in there, Josh, making it tough. Siqueiros buries it anyway. Very high shot off the window. Bringing it up, Berlinski. She goes over to the right. Now down low. Rocky falling away. Holy cow, Gomes from the left side! 27-23, inside of 10. Bringing it up now, Siqueiros. She's got it on the right wing. She's got Berlinski plastered out of Berlinski, looking right in her face. Oh, brother. And way out on the right side, Deanna Daniels buries it. Right over the top of Gomes. Now going to the hoop is Janish. Janish misses the easy layup. Siqueiros with the rebound. She does a little 360 spin move in the back. Clockwise spinner. And comes back across the timeline. She throws it up into the right corner to Scruggs, who tries to work it down low to Vaifanua. No. Tips out of bounds. They're going to give it back to Dixie. Some more heavy pressure from the Penguins. But Dixie State's going to have it right under the hoop. 29-23, 9.5 to go. Dixie's got it now on the end line. To the right of the hoop. They get it inbounds. No problem. Top of the key. Slowly Scruggs. 17 on the shot clock. It didn't reset. Now down low. Tipped away. Gomes. And Bronner's re-entered the game. Uh-oh. Bronner just got beat by Vifanu, who gets a shot off. No good. Tipped out Baskerville into the hands of Flatten. Right side. Taki Tokoi with a no-look bump pass to Gomes. Tokoi to Gomes. Good! And that 29-25.
That is the Penguins running their game plan, Stu. You must keep it up-tempo. Keep running your game plan. Stick to your style of play, and you will be successful. That's what the Penguins have to do, and that's what they're starting to do right now.
What a pretty move there by Taki Tokoi to find Gomes on the no-look shuttle pass. 31-25 after Siqueiros works it down low and gets another deuce in answering. Uh-oh, now a backcourt penalty. Tokoi accepted the toss from Bronner. She was in the forecourt, Josh, and then she came running back to accept the pass. She grabbed it about a foot in the forecourt and stepped right over the line. She was in the air, and you can't do that. That's a backcourt penalty. Dixie gets it on the unforced turnover. 31-25. 8.5 to go. Ooh, that was ugly. Right after a beautiful play from Tokoi, the Penguins with a terrible play. Dixie State now, top of the key. See if the Penguins can make it so it doesn't matter. Dixie State's really working the ball nicely. 31-25. Up with it, and a whistle. Goes Jesse Ingram, the 5'6 senior out of Tucson, but I think the whistle was way before the shot went off. 31-25, they wave it off. They give the ball back to Dixie State, but no bucket. 8:20. Inbounds, short side. Dixie, down low. Now they get past Wise, who's come in. Wise blocks out of bounds. That's Wise's third. Wise with the palms of the roof to the ceiling there, Josh. She didn't like the call, but she blocked it right out of bounds. She bent the knees forward and left no room for Clark to get past her. So they're going to get the ball right back in, 8:16 to go. 31-25, fans. Dixie's got it. And they bring it back. It's stolen away by Flatten on the inbounds. As it turns out, it was a good move by Wise. Here's a three ball, Flatten right side. Boom! 31-28, 8:08 to go. Flatten with two. Great play by Alicia, the team captain. Took it herself and stole it away herself. Ripped it across the timeline and took it from about 25. Out on the right wing, Josh, that's her favorite. That's her wheelhouse. She loves it there. Uh-oh, Penguins all collapse toward the baseline. Three ball goes off now by Jesse Ingram. No, down with it, Bronner on a rebound. Baskerville now brings it across the timeline, 7:45. Right side, Flatten. Flatten's calling out the play. She's got Tanya Clark on her. Flatten drives in left side with the soft layup. Flatten gets fouled, so go to the line. 31-28, the Flatten will have a chance to bring the Penguins within one now, Josh. 7:36 to go. It was 12 a minute ago. Penguins will have Flatten on the line when we come back from this timeout. 31-28, radio.dominican.edu.
Well, I love that play by Flatten on that one, Stu. She was able to call for the isolation, got the screen, drove in, would have got the point, but picked up the foul. She's going to the line for the Penguins. Great, great job. But one thing the Penguins are going to have to do is make sure they do not let Dixie State shooters spot up on the perimeter. Ingram was definitely looking to get one there, and that went right in and out. Scary moment for the Penguins. You can't let them get wide open threes. You got to keep moving the ball around on offense and on defense. You got to hustle back and keep hustling all throughout. I'm telling you, Stu, this is going to be a real, real tough game for the Penguins, as Dixie State has the firepower. They have the offensive awareness, and they're playing solid defense. But the Penguins are going to have to keep hustling and keep working hard. Every game this year is going to be a hustle game, Stu, and I don't know if you can agree or disagree with that. But that's definitely what, you know, I have observed throughout the entire playoff conference so far.
You think I'm going to disagree with the fact that you need to hustle if you want to make it in the NC2A, Josh?
Hey, it's going to be a hustle. It's going to be more so hustle. There's going to be a lot of fast-paced, hard-fought games.
I'm not going to disagree with you, and you are absolutely right. Heck, just to make it on radio in the NC2A, we have to hustle more. 7:36 to go, fans. 31-28. The D's are hustling and doing it nicely tonight. Wouldn't you agree?
They are doing it nicely tonight, Stu. They're staying in it. They stay fighting, and they stay pushing hard, and they have to keep that up, keep the up-tempo going, keep the hustling going. And if they do that, I believe they will be successful, Stu. It's going to be a tough, tall order, but they can make it happen. But you got to make your free throws first.
Yeah, and Flatten missed the first one.
No, you got to take advantage of all those free opportunities, Stu. It will kill you, free throws. Good teams shoot good free throws.
Second one is good, fans. quickly in transition, Dixie brings it up left side, moving very fast. Penguins are on a very steep learning curve right now in the conference. And walking with it is Jesse Ingram. And Ingram was throwing the elbows, but she was swarmed by Janish and Flatten. They dove on top of Ingram and wouldn't let her out. Ingram got caught with the ball, flung the elbows, and created the turnover. Penguins bring it up, transition very quickly. Janish, turnaround, jumper, Janish missed it. Hooped out, Baskerville, back up, no. Air ball, Baskerville on the jumper. Rebound, Vaifanua. She flings it up to the top of the key to Brown. Brown goes up with it, gets her own rebound, misses it, puts it back up for two. 33-29 after the shot by Brown. Inside of 7 minutes, fans. Bronner now brings it across the timeline, left side. Bronner drags the feet. Now she moves right. Now she jukes left. And she picks up a screen from Janish. Janish steps in the way of Amber Scruggs, and Scruggs slams into her, and they call it against. Wait a minute. They call it against. They called it against Scruggs. Jonah Brown. Josh, so that was off ball, and Brown gets yanked. Back in the game now is Deanna Daniels. 33-29. Penguins get the ball right under that southern hoop, the hoop they're attacking. So they bring it in, 25 on the shot, it resets. Flatten goes between the legs, swiped away by Scruggs. Scruggs takes it the distance, all alone, good. Scruggs stole that thing away, went coast to coast easily, 35-29. It's about the easiest bucket she's gonna get tonight. Penguins have been playing some pretty good defense. Three ball, Nakamura, she's got two, now she has three!
Do not let her get on the hot streak. I'm telling you, if Dixie State wants to beat these Penguins, they're going to have to guard the shooters.
Great play there by Kimmy. 35-32, 6:12 to go. Scruggs has got it. Scruggs has got Baskerville all over her. Scruggs has trouble. Vaifanua gets the ball and walks with it. The Penguins' defense is starting to come alive, Josh.
And how about this? The Penguins are now starting to get Dixie State a little flustered here. Early in the game, we saw Dixie State playing a lot of double team, a lot of trap on the Penguins. Right now, the Penguins are doing a lot of zone and a lot of trap on Dixie State, and they are getting them flustered and out of their, I guess, alpha balance, and they're doing a great job of it right now.
Baskerville, left side, gets it off to Kimmy. On the way, left side, no. Kimmy, oh, with the rebound. Ingram got in the way of it, went out of bounds off of her shoulder. Penguin ball on the short side, inside of six. Penguins are down by three, and the Dominicans are going to have it. Short side, Bronner, inbounds, right elbow, drifts to the left. Now she fakes left, goes right, backs up between the circles, backs way out there in the corner. She's got Siqueiros on her. She flips it back up to Kimmy. Kimmy takes a screen from Janish. Low bounce pass, on the way, Bronner. Three ball, no. That was a little bit deep, and the rebound by Ingram. She brings it all the way up herself. She fakes past Kimmy and then slams into Nakamura. Penguin ball long side, 5.5, 35-32. D's right there, Josh. You're right, they've got them a little bit on their heels. Dixie State is not smiling so much all of a sudden. When it was a 12-point game, the Penguins were the ones who weren't smiling. Now Dixie's mixed up a little bit. Here's Janish, long two ball, 18 feet, no. Tipped out, Penguins can't get the rebound. They get it back off to Ingram on the left side. Oh, Ingram with the travel. Ingram muffed it, and the whole crowd came up on their feet. Josh, everybody saw it in the house. A high dribble, Penguin ball.
Our listeners online picked up the resounding O from the crowd. Yeah. As soon as Ingram, she just lost control of the ball there. You know what, you got to put it down before you dribble, and she just was moving too fast right there. Ball came up over her head. Everyone saw her take about four steps with it, and they're like, oh, that's a travel. You got to call that. Not a good job by the Penguins. The Penguins didn't cause that, but, hey, the Penguins will take it as a gift.
I think she looked up on it a little bit and just muffed the dribble. Got it a little bit too high, and now a whistle is called against Bronner. And that's a – I didn't pick up the foul. I guess that was a
carry on Bronner.
All right, she must have been spooning the thing. 35-32. The D's have given up a couple of opportunities here, but hanging very tough, the Penguins. Siqueiros now out on the left wing, right in front of Chili the Penguin. Gets it over to Scruggs at the top of the key. Scruggs flips off to Daniels' right side. Daniels back over to Maxey. Now back outside. Scruggs thinking about it. There's 12 on the shot clock, right side. They get it back down low to Daniels. Back outside, Scruggs. All the way across to Maxey. Now there's six. Now there's five. Four. Three. Air ball. Whistle. Oh, on to Coy. With 4 seconds on the shot clock, Takoy reached in. Caused the foul And that will send Shayla Martinez, a 5'9 junior out of Las Vegas, to the line. Martinez, this is our first chance of seeing her. She goes to the line and fires the first one and misses it deep. It bounces right back at her, and Bronner gets in the way of the rebound. Right side from 28. Oh, my goodness! Alicia Flatten hits from the right side to tie it at 35.
How about Alicia Flatten pulling the three from big boy land out here beyond? That's the men's three. Matter of fact, that was almost NBA caliber right
that
there.
That was there. 35 apiece, fans. 4:20 to go. Siqueiros left side. Scruggs from the line. Left side. Good for three. Scruggs takes the Dixies up by three. In the backcourt now.
Dixie
got
it. With an answer.
Left side, Bronner. Penguins down by three. Outside, thinking about it. Uh-oh, driving in, no look pass, right side to Michaela. Off the rim, no whistle. Baskerville was blocked by Siqueiros, but no whistle. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Dixie State's got it. A three-point game, fans, we're inside of 4 minutes. 3:50 to be exact, Siqueiros left wing. She's got flat and plastered to her. Back over to Scruggs. Now to the right side. Three ball, big one by Shayla Martinez, no. Back up, air ball. Put it back again, three shots on goal. Loose ball, Penguins with it, Flatten. She brings it up slowly, methodically, Flatten. She fakes the burst. She gets it down low. Oh, brother. And down low to Tokoi. And on top of Tokoi is Veronica Siqueiros, the 5'5 junior. Siqueiros, not a technical, Josh. And it went out of bounds. They call it out of bounds off of Tokoi. 38-35, timeout, 3.5 to go in the first half, Josh. What a tremendous game, fans. The Penguins are only down by three after tying it, after a gigantic Alicia Flatten three ball from 26 feet. Flatten from the right side, pretty unstoppable, unless you count in good old Kimi Nakamura, who has three of her own, Josh.
Well, we got a shootout on our hands here, Stu. It looks like the Penguins and the Red Storm are just going to be going back and forth, back and forth. We said it was going to be a toe-to-toe battle, and that's what it is, Stu. Pretty much the Penguins are doing exactly what the men's team did this past week against GCU. They're hustling. They're working hard on the defensive side of the ball. They're trapping. They're doing all that it's going to take for them to hop back in this game and be competitive, and that's what they're doing. They're right in the thick of it right now, and they're doing a great job of getting the ball down the court in transition, and that's what I like to see them. And they're getting back. You heard Coach Chambers just yelling at her squad, get all the way back, all the way back on the defensive end, and that's what they're doing right now. The Penguins are doing great. It's a tough game, and the Red Storm aren't backing down either. They're pulling trays of their own, and you know what? It's going to be a very, very down-to-the-wire contest.
Here we go, fans. The down-to-the-wire, the first half anyway, for now, 38-35. We're back underway, 3:20. As the clock rolls, Scruggs gets it over right side to Keisha Cox, who's entered the game for the Red Storm for the first time tonight. Cox is down low and a whistle. And a travel. It is called against Courtney Spahn, a 5'9 sophomore out of Mesquite, Nevada. Keisha Cox, a 5'5 junior out of Kansas City. Mo, 3:13 to go. Clock stops, and now it rolls. Penguins in the backcourt. No pressure, 38-35. Bringing it up is Bronner. She's got Ingram on her. Bronner, kick off to Rocky on the right elbow. Oh, Rocky could shoot it. Rocky drives in, has it blocked away. Loose ball, Daniels. Daniels with the block. In the backcourt, Baskerville wanted to hang out back there. Now Ingram's got it back there. Goes behind the circle. Oh, right at the timeline. Throws it up. Oh, Flatten almost stole it away. And now Ingram's got it right side. They flip it back to the top to Cox. Goes two ball, no. Loose ball, whistle. Foul is called against Red, 22, Josh. That is Martinez. Shayla Martinez out of Las Vegas.
And Dixie State is looking to trap again, Stu. They're going to try to throw the Penguins off here.
Berlinski has re-entered, fans, as has Janish. Michaela with a break. And I didn't, and Tokoi out. 2.5 to go, fans. Penguins trail by three. Full court pressure, Dixie. Penguin ball. Where are they going to get it in? Can they get it in? They got to get it in, and they only have 5 seconds to do it. They bring it to midcourt. Penguins 2-on-1. Left side, Bronner's got it. She waits for everybody to get caught back up to her. Now Flatten is out there too far. Now they get it to Rocky at the free throw line. She goes two ball. Gomes tipped out Berlinski. Gomes gets the rebound. Over to Flatten. Throws it away. stolen by Daniels after the poor pass by Flatten. Daniels brings it up and pecks up a whistle after a foul caused by Kylie Berlinski fans. And I think that's Berlinski's first. Josh, in it is. 38-35. That will put Daniels on the line as we approach the two-minute mark of the first half. Don't forget, fans, halftime extravaganza with my partner Josh Johnson. And the free throw is missed. Janish with the rebound.
Those missed free throws will get you every time, Stu. GCU would be ahead right now if they were able to make those past few missed free throws.
You mean Dixie?
Oh, Dixie, excuse and me. If I call him GCU, you slug me one
okay.
time.
Okay, all right. I don't want to do that. But Berlinski has the ball. She gets it over to Gomes. Okay, maybe I will. Over to Bronner. Left side. Bronner drives the paint all the way. Oh, she missed it short. And Dixie wasn't even looking for it, Josh. They had no clue where the ball was. And there's another walk called against Ingram. Ingram with a no-look pass to Cox on the right side had the shot wide open. And Ingram came over the top of the ball. It's a walk, 38-35, 1:48 to go. Penguins will have it in the backcourt, way back there, 90 feet away.
Ingram's got to be more careful with the way she handles the ball, Stu. You cannot have these travels and carries.
Yep.
They will hurt your team when it comes down to the wire, Stu.
Berlinski right side, two ball, 17 feet, no. Taking down Daniels. She pulls up to the rebound. 1:37 to go, fans. Penguins trail by three for the last 2 minutes of play. Scoring drought of sorts. Right side. Scruggs over to Ingram. Now back to Scruggs, top of the key. Uh-oh, she muffed it away. Loose ball. Ingram got it. Now they go down low. Good play via Fanua. Back outside, Scruggs. Two ball, yes. Big long two ball from the left wing. Scruggs buried it. 1:14, Penguins trail by five. Left side, three ball, Flatten on the way. Oh, didn't miss it by much. Tipped out, Janish gets it. Janish with the whistle, and they give it back to Dixie State with 1:07 to go. 40-35, Dixie will have it, and the Penguins have no pressure in the backcourt at all. None whatsoever, which is different than what the Red Storm has been employing so far this first half.
Well, the Red Storm has been able to score a lot in transition, Stu, so the Penguins are just trying to get back on defense and be able to limit those quick score opportunities so they'll be able to get the ball back off the defensive rebound and go down court and score.
Via Fanua finds Ingram in the paint. Ingram almost muffed it away with 45 seconds to go, and she turns around. Now the Penguins get it in transition, throw it away. Back to Ingram. Jumper from the line, two more. Ingram just scored 4 points in the past 7 seconds of play. 32 seconds to go, 31, 30 clock rolls. The Penguins get it inbounds. Flatten's got it. The Penguins lead trail by nine now. They were tied a moment ago at 35. Now it's 44-35. And the Penguins have it with 20 seconds. Bronner thinking three ball left side. Good. No. Missed it deep. Taken down Daniels. Daniels to Ingram with the rebound. She brings it up nine. Daniels across the circle, seven. Right side, six. Five. Ingram on the way, three ball. No, missed it right. Two, one, a ball out of bounds with a half a second to play. And that's not going to do the Penguins any good whatsoever because they're not going to get anything to do with 0.6 seconds left in the half. Like to have an opportunity to get the shot off, and the Penguins will just burn it. They can't even get that shot 90 feet. Josh, to try and get something going and try and get the last shot off for the half. 44-35. Penguins lady had a very good showing, except for the last couple of minutes of play. I'd say the last 3 minutes, Josh, were a little bit funky for the mighty Dominicans. But it's a 9-point game. It's been worse than that tonight, and the Penguins did manage to fight back, tie the game. They really did have the Red Storm on their heels, had them flustered. We're going to take a break. Josh will be back with the halftime extravaganza, all the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters, with my partner Josh Johnson. For now, Josh and I will take a quick break. Class is back in session tomorrow. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Here is Raquel Gomes. Total defensive rebounds is Raquel Gomes. Right behind her are Tammy Bronner and Kelsey Janish. And for the Red Storm, total defensive rebounds would be Joanna Brown. And right behind her, actually, Deanna Daniels. And right behind her, Joanna Brown. So those are your stats for the first half. As we said, the score is 35-44. Dixie State leads Dominican, and we're looking forward to an exciting second half, Stu.
Yes, we are, fans. Just a couple of seconds to go. And the Penguins will have the ball at midcourt. Melissa Wise will bring it in. And there's the buzzer indicating the end of the timeout, or the halftime festivities. Good job with the stats there, Josh. 20 minutes overhead, fans. By the way, fans, Shauna Bryant not playing tonight. Out with a sprained right thumb. Left thumb. Said she ought to be back practicing tomorrow, and quickly the Penguins bring it in, and Baskerville throws it away into the hands of Jonah Brown. Now the Penguins steal it back away as Flatten brings it up. Left edge. They get over to Bronner. Now Flatten goes between the legs. Flatten, 360 spinner. Flatten, uh-oh, she has nowhere to put it. Tipped out. Wise came up with it. Back to Baskerville, over to Bronner. She takes it around the outside of the circle. 13 on the shot clock. Penguins try and work it low. They throw it away again. Tanya Clark picks it up after tipping it away. Clark flips it up to the top of the key to Ingram. Left side, on the way. Scruggs, no, but the putback, Red Storm. Jonna Brown gets it to fall, 46-35. Penguins trailing. Coming up on 19 in the second half.
They can't come out sleeping, Stu. They got to pick up. They got to keep hustling. That was a good play to start it off with the steal from Alicia Flatten. Lots of hustle on that one, but the Penguins are going to have more precise passes and keep playing sound fundamentals.
Brunner now brings it up, throws it over to Baskerville with a no-look pass to Gomes. Ends up in a scrum on the bottom. Deanna Daniels and Gomes fell on it.
Not a good pass from Baskerville. You had two Dixie State players in the vicinity, Stu. You got to make smarter plays. Not try to force the issue. Let those things come. You let your players move around, let your offense develop, and, you know, stay playing your game. Don't get too flustered and don't try to push it too hard. Play your game and be balanced.
46-35. The Penguins on defense. Scruggs has the top of the key. She's got Baskerville plastered two over to the right side. Now she flips it over to Brown. Brown drives in, gets it, lets it get away from her. Bronner just picks it up. Wasn't even a steal. Bronner takes it the distance. Easy layup, good. 46-37. 18 and a half to go. Penguins need to keep working it. 27 on the shot as Ingram brings it across the circles. She's being flanked very closely by Alicia Flatten. Oh, nice foot fake. Got Flatten to bite on it. Now the softy off the back of the tongue. Josh, and it falls. 18 minutes exactly, fans.
Ingram has been the scorer in this game, and they're going to have to keep her from getting those open look opportunities.
Rocky's got it. She flings it across the court. Overhead pass to Bronner, right side. Bronner, oh no, missed the easy layup. Daniels with a rebound. Penguins get it. Raquel Gomes goes back up with it from the left side. 48-39, Penguins trail. Uh-oh, back down low. Dixie State works it. Scruggs finds Jonna Brown down low. The six-foot freshman is Brown. Brown all alone. Good assist by Scruggs. 50-39. Penguins trail, 17-36. Here's Josh.
See, the problem with that pass last play, Stu, is the Penguins did not get back on defense. You have to get back. You have to keep hustling. You never know what teams in the Pac-West will pull out. They'll send their guys flying down court. You got to get back. You got to hustle. Every play is crucial in a matchup like this, especially when you're down by 11. You got to play everything as if it's crucial. You can't let the teams get away with easy baskets. Dixie State is going to score. He almost slugged me on that one. Dixie State is going to score. You're not going to keep them from scoring, but you got to limit those easy baskets. You got to let them work for everything. Make them work. Make them earn every point they put on the board. And if the Penguins are able to pressure them and still do that and maintain solid play on their own, they'll be all right, Stu. But now they're down by another double-digit deficit, and they're going to have to fight their way back yet again.
Penguins had some great work in the first half, being down by 12. Pulling it back to even, the Penguins never managed to lead. But they did get it to even. 50-39 now, 17-36. D's had a big run there in the first half. And the last 3 minutes of the first half were not what the Penguins wanted, in that they did not score. Gomes is down low, Wise overthrows her. Wise saw Gomes, intended for Gomes. Heaved it over her head.
Freshman mistake from Melissa Wise. You know, you see that from your true freshman. They play great here at Dominican, but you're going to be prone to those freshman mistakes. You got to settle down a little bit and make more precise passes.
Seemed like she got a little excited. Three ball now from the right edge. Dixie State's Tanya Clark. No, Penguins with the rebound. Bronner pulls it down. Takes it across the circles now. Bronner's got Scruggs plastered to her. Scruggs playing some massive defense, keeping it on the ball. Throws it down low to Rocky Gomes. Gomes throws it away. Jump ball. 50-39, still 17:03. DU's maintain on the possession arrow. 6:33, fans. On the 18th of January, Martin Luther King Day, 2010, 17:03 to go. On the West Coast, Penguins have it, inbound short side. Flattened foot fake against Scruggs, 360 spinner. Off the knee, kept it alive, Bronner. Bronner on the left wing, she picks up a screen from Flatten. Now she goes back to the top of the key. Flatten three ball deep from deep range. No good. 50-39, the Penguins trailing. Down low, they get it back into the hands of Ingram. Ingram flips it off to Tanya Clark. Good from the left side. 52-39, 16 and a half to go. Penguins bring it up now. Good ball control as Bronner brings it up. Slams into the defender. Bounces back off. Turns around. Buckles good. 52-41, 16:29 to go.
Coach Chambers is getting ready to bring in an entire new regiment here, Stu.
Yep, she's got five lined up. And she's going to bring in Dunn, Tokoi, Nakamura, Kylie Berlinski, and Kelsey Janish. So the Penguins are going to sit Baskerville, Gomes, Flatten, Bronner, and Wise. 52-41, 16-17. Two go in the second half, fans. No fouls on the board for either team in the second half. Ingram's got it over to the left side, Scruggs. With a head fake, Scruggs drifts over to the right side. Now they get it outside. They want to go three ball. Maxie walks. Maxie walks with it. The Penguins trail by. Score 52-41, 16-10. Bringing it up now is Nakamura. She's got it across the timeline, and she's almost there. She's got Ingram all over. Ingram doesn't want to let her. Now she picks up a screen from Berlinski, flips it around the outside, left side Berlinski. No look pass over to Janice. She picks it up, heaves it down low to Tokoi, stolen away by Daniels. Daniels flips it back over to Maxie. She brings it up across. Now they get it over to Ingram with a foot fake. Ingram goes between the legs, keeps it alive, top of the key, Scruggs. Back over across it to Maxie. Maxie to Ingram on the right wing. She's not even thinking about shooting with Berlinski on her. Five new freshies up for the Penguins. Ingram goes up, no whistle. Stolen away by Kimi Nakamura. At midcourt, the loose ball slamming into Shanae Vaifanua is Kylie Berlinski, pounds into her. Penguins bring the five back that they just sent out. Same five. Five out, five in.
I wonder what the reasoning would be behind that, Stu. That's a little interesting. You never see a coach usually bring out an entire new five, leave them on the court for just a few moments, it seemed like, and bring back another new five. But, hey.
It's about 30 seconds of play. They brought out the other five. And she just brought five in. 52-41 timeout, 15:33 to go in the second half, fans. You're listening to PacWest Basketball, NC2A, Penguin style. And the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Inaugural season. Our athletics director here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, is Terry Toomey. 15:33 to go, 52-41. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. This timeout brought to you by Citibank on 4th and Heatherton. Citibank, proud sponsors of DU Athletics. Citibank in San Rafael. 15 and a half to go, 52-41. Here's Josh.
Well, Stu, got a fire in their hands. Like we said, the Penguins is going to take a lot of hustle and a lot of heart to come back in this one. They're going to have to just be mistake-free and play precise and keep Dixie State pressured on defense. They're going to have to keep the pressure on defense. Dixie State has shown when they are pressured a lot defensively, they make those mistakes, such as traveling and carrying and such. Dominican is going to have to keep doing that if they want to get ahead in this one.
Flatten buries a three ball after the shot by Jonna Brown was missed. The Penguins pulled up the rebound. Flatten brings the Penguins to 44, 52-44. Here's a two ball from the left wing. Thrown up by Martinez. That's Shayla Martinez, a 5'9 junior. She missed it, but it's put back up by Jonna Brown. Brown knocks down the two to answer, 54-44. Penguins have it in the backcourt. They've got 10 seconds to get it across, and Baskerville does so. Top of the key now to Gomes. Gomes has got it on the left wing. She drives in out to Wise. Wise on the way. Good arc. Air ball. Wise, nothing. Martinez gets it up to Maxi. She takes it up, heaves it across the court, gets it into the hands of Siqueiros. She tries to get in, and then she has to back out as the Penguins have two defenders in her face. She finds Villafañoa right on the free throw line. She can't make it. Villafañoa now on the right elbow. Gets it to Siqueiros on the way. Good. And they gave her three.
The Penguins were just totally off balance on that possession, Stu. You got to play better defense than that. You got to maintain your assignments and just keep your head on a swivel. And that wasn't a good job by the Penguins on that one.
14 minutes to go, fans. Penguins have the ball. Backing up with it is Alicia Flatten. She takes a screen from Wise. Right side off the glass. Good. Flatten knocks it down. 13:48 to go. The clock continues. 57-46. Dixie State putting on some massive defense, but even worse for the Penguins, massive offense. Here's a long one now by Martinez. No good. The putback goes down, though, by Villafañoa. 59-46. The Penguins can't make any headway. 13 and a half to go. They fling it up and over the top. Bronner intended for Baskerville, but Michaela couldn't handle it. It was over her head. It was a poor toss. Bronner usually very good with those. This one not so good. 59-46. 13:25 to go. Timeout. Now we're back underway. It's an official timeout as the possession changed sides after the poor pass from Bronner intended for Baskerville. 13-point game, fans. 13:16 to go. Guys are scheduled to tip off in 51 minutes at 7:30 exactly. Reaching in, the foul is called against Melissa Wise. That's her fourth. Takoy's going to come in, and Wise is going to take a break now. There's too much time to go with four fouls on her. They don't want to lose Wise. Wise got the start tonight. 13:13 to go, 59-46, inbounds. Oh, Takoy tips it away. Out of the hands of Jesse Ingram, the 5'6 senior. Ingram's been a scoring machine on the Penguins tonight. Tipped out. Dixie State gets the ball in the inbounds. It's a 13-point game still. 13 minutes exactly. Here's a jumper from Ingram. Right side, no. Rebound again, Clark. No, can't make it on the putback. Diving forward is Takoy. They're going to give the ball back to Dixie State. The Penguins can't get any rebounds. When they finally do get a chance at it, they tip it out. Inside of 13 now, fans. Veronica Siqueiros, the 5'5 junior out of Phoenix. She brings it in. She gets it to Scruggs, uncontested. To the hoop, air ball. Rebound, Dixie. Long one, Siqueiros, no. Back down with it, Clark gets the deuce. And draws the whistle, Josh, 59-46.
Stu, Clark to the line. The Penguins are just not crashing the boards right now, Stu. They're not being as aggressive as they were earlier defensively. They're worried about fouling. You got to get in there. You got to play smart, D. Don't worry about the foul, but make a play on the ball and crash the boards. And Dominican is definitely letting Dixie State just get all the rebounds all over them tonight, and they have not been aggressive in the second half.
Tanya Clark, three-point play. Foul is called against Siqueiros. On the inbound, 62-46. Dixie State is starting to pull away and create some serious daylight on the DUs. Timeout called, Penguins. 12:46 to go, 62-46. Penguins in trouble. Radio.dominican.edu.
Penguins going to have to come up with answers, Stu. We're starting to get down to the time here. It's 12:46 still on the clock. Plenty of time for the Penguins to come back, but they got to get firing on all cylinders, and I suggest they start it now. They're going to have to be really, really aggressive defensively, get some steals, try to get Dixie State out of their mode of doing things, mess them up, get them flustered as they would. I would imagine Coach Chambers probably playing some trap defense maybe on the inbound, getting the Penguins an opportunity to get some steals and to get the ball in their hands and to get on the boards too. But it's going to be a tough, tough call for the Penguins.
12:45 to go, fans. The clock rolls. Penguins bring it in. Big time pressure in the backcourt. Stolen away, Dixie State. Tanya Clark got in the way of that one. Berlinski intended for Takoy. State's got it. Right side, Siqueiros, three ball deep. Loose ball, loose ball, loose ball. It's still rolling into the backcourt. Taken down by Daniels, who chases it down. Back to Siqueiros, the point guard. She brings it across, slowly across the circle. She gets it over to Ingram on the left side. Ingram finds down low Daniels. Daniels outside Siqueiros, thinking three ball, Scruggs, right side, good. Scruggs knocks down the 8-footer. Good play there from Scruggs, 12:06, clock roll, 64-46. Now it's 18. We were 7 minutes into the second quarter, Josh, it was a tie game. Now the Penguins down by 18. Good lock and load, over to the right side. Nakamura from Tekoigu. 64-48, good play there by Tekoi to find Nakamura on the right side all alone. Penguins with some brilliant ball control. Outside Scruggs from the left side. Scruggs just hit the big two. No. Loose ball down with it. Taki. No, that's Nakamura. Excuse me. Into the hands now of Taki, who gets it back off to Kimmy. Now Berlinski's at the top of the key. She's between the circles. She's looking for an opening. Penguins don't have much. It's tipped out of bounds. Dixie State, Tanya Clark. Good hustle. Clark has broken up a couple of them tonight, Josh, and Clark has been not only scoring, but on the defensive side of the ball. Clark has just been tough. 64-48, 11:24, and that's immediate timeout. You are listening to Penguin Basketball, PacWest Conference, NC2A, Dominican University of California, worldwide broadcast, radio.dominican.edu.
Well, what can I say, Stu, that I haven't said previously in this broadcast? Same deal, same order, same demands from the Penguins. They're going to have to step up. Make something happen. Something's got to happen. 11:24, time is going to start to become an issue here in this matchup. They're going to have to step up and make it happen. But Dixie State doing what they have to do. They're staying ahead. They're getting the scores offensively. They're crashing the boards. They're doing everything that they have to do to stay ahead on the scoreboard, and you can't blame Dixie State for their play right now. They are just doing what it takes, and that's what the Penguins are going to have to do. They still have the Penguins flustering. The Penguins are going to have to settle down and come back if they want to be able to come out with a victory in this one, too. But it's going to be a tall order. And Dixie State is just playing phenomenally. I can't take anything away from them. I mean, the play from Ingram, she's hustling. She's getting the ball in her hands, causing some confusion for the Penguins.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Marsha O'Neill, our new golf coach here at Dominican University of California. Marsha O'Neill, one of the great amateurs in women's golf in California. And now she's a coach here at Dominican. Just found that out today. 11:20 to go, fans, 64-48. I'm going to give props to Terry Toomey for managing to hire Marsha O'Neill. And backcourt foul caused by Dixie, by Amber Scruggs. You don't see that out of Scruggs too often. She didn't even know she did it. She just took the pass on the inbounds. It was tipped back there by the Penguins. And then Scruggs chased after it and then stepped over into the backcourt. Just 1 foot, but that's all it takes. Coming up on 11 minutes, fans. 64-48, Baskerville right side. She drives in. She's hammered by the Dixies. And she's fouled. She'll go to the line with 11:02 to go. Baskerville will go to the line, Josh.
The Penguins are going to take all the free points they can get, Stu. You got to score these free throws. You got to make these buckets and hustle back on defense. That is going to be the key for the Penguins, to get into the paint, try to pull, draw some fouls, and be able to hustle back on the defensive end.
Baskerville makes the first one as Jesse Ingram goes to the bench. Shayla Martinez, a 5'9 junior out of Las Vegas, re-enters. Martinez with a couple minutes in the first half. Back to the line, 11:02 to go, 64-49. Baskerville, freebie on the way, good. In Browns, Jonna Brown. Over to Scruggs. She gets it back over to Maxie at the top of the key. Maxie on the left side. 10:51 to go, Scruggs. Right elbow. Martinez now with a give and go. Oh, Berlinski. Berlinski muffed around with it there, Josh, but she managed to hold on to it. She gets it across the timeline. Oh, I thought Berlinski walked with it. She takes a screen from Janish. Then she passes it off to Janish, who drives the lane. Janish right side, heaves it up. Air ball, gets her own rebound, Josh. There's one of those you don't see very often, where you throw up an air ball and get your own rebound. We saw that out of Rocky last time. And then she pulled it in and walked with it, 64-50. Penguins turn it back over. Throw up an air ball and get your own rebound without the ball bouncing.
Well, one problem for the Penguins has been is finishing at the rim tonight. There's a lot of baskets that they definitely should have had that should have gone in had they finished stronger at the rim.
Penguins now on some defense in the hands of Shayla Martinez, and Berlinski and Kimmy Nakamura get wrapped up with her. Martinez couldn't call a timeout as Ingram gets ready to re-enter, and she does in place of Scruggs. She's back in there. The Penguins do not get the ball on the jumper because the possession arrow went the way of the Dixies.
10 seconds on the shot clock, and we'll see if Ingram sees that. 7, 6. Now she turns around. Left side, 4. Driving in left side is Martinez. 1 on the shot clock. Ball on the rim. Reset Daniels. Penguins down with it. Inside of 10 minutes, fans. Here comes Janish. She heaves it up left wing to Berlinski. Now Janish back over to the right side. Kimmy. Kimmy had 2 big 3 balls. It was a big part of tying the game in the first half. Berlinski, long 2 ball, air ball. Taking down Ingram. Whistle as Takoy followed it out of bounds. Nakamura's on the ground pounding her fist, and I don't know if she got hurt. She must have, Josh. Jessie Muzz is on the scene, luckily, though, and she's really, she got a hurt one there on the left hip. She's on the ground, Josh, and she's really hating it. Number 10.
That was not good. She made that pass out to Berlinski, and you saw her fall there. It looked like she may have came down, tried to jump with the pass a little bit, and came down on the wrong side, or the wrong way, I should say, but definitely didn't look good. I saw her just flop as we tried to follow the play on that one.
Yeah, I didn't see. I wasn't looking at her. I just looked up, and she was lying on the floor right in the midcourt there. It's the official timeout as Kimi Nakamura came down. It looks like she's favoring, hurt the left leg, I believe. Let's see. Jesse Mazar, head trainer here at Dominican University, is out there with her, along with the head coach, and both are around her checking things out.
And the Penguins are already missing Shauna Bryant and Shelly Kromenko. Definitely cannot afford another injury on the season. It has been a tough year here in the Pacific West Conference. First year, they're taking all the bumps they can handle, but looks like she's being helped off the court now. She's walking on her own power with the help of Jesse Mazza.
Yeah, not totally on her own power.
Not totally on her own power, but it's good to see her walking a little bit. She's limping lightweight, and we will give you a report on Kimmy as soon as possible.
9:39 to go, fans. Nakamura has been helped off. And we'll keep an eye on her. 64-50, looked like the left knee is what it looked like. Penguin cheerleaders are in the house. I'm happy to report. They're back. Classes start again tomorrow. Clock rolls, 9:35. Here we go. Siqueiros now, left side. She flings it over to Villafanua. Fanua with some fine footwork against Berlinski. Into the hands of Ingram. Ingram gets tied up with Alicia Flatten, and Flatten gets called.
I definitely could have swore that Ingram traveled a little bit on that one, but they're going to go ahead and call it on Flatten.
You know, you're maybe right, but that referee that called the foul against Flatten did not have a good angle to watch Ingram.
Oh, she didn't at all. She didn't at all. Let's give the referee their credit. Both Flatten and Berlinski's backs were turned towards or covering up Ingram, and there was no possible way to see it. But from our perspective, we can tell it was a blatant, not too blatant, but a slight walk there.
There was some massive defense going on, and it would have caused anybody to walk with it. And throwing it up there amid heavy traffic is Ingram. Ingram scores the 2 ball. The Penguins work it in transition down. Baskerville, too much glass. Easy shot, missed it by a mile. Daniels down with it. Siqueiros now left side with a jumper softly. No, back up with it. Daniels good. 68-50.
And the Penguins are just clawing now to get something to happen as Dixie State is showing dominance on this court right now, Stu.
You're absolutely right, as Wise and Gomes get ready to come back in. And remember, Wise has 4 on her. 68-50. Gomes only has 1, 8:42 to go, but Wise is sitting on a 4 spot as Janish and Baskerville out. As Josh mentioned, Shauna Bryant and Shelly Kromenko out. Bryant will be back. Kromenko will not be back. And that hurts. 20 on the shot clock now. The Penguins have it off to our right. Taki thinking 2 ball. Taki up against Daniels. Tries to soft it into the middle. Can't. Daniels gets it back. Taki slams into her. Oh, Taki now slams into Jonna Brown. And Brown takes a massive shot from Takoy. And Takoy with the foul. Brown will bring it in right in front of the opulent broadcasting area to Siqueiros. In the backcourt, no pressure. 8:22 clock rolls. 68-50. 5 fouls committed by the Penguins. 3 committed by the Red Storm from Dixie State College. Now we're back underway. Penguins on defense. Villafanua has it. She gets it down low to Daniels. Outside Ingram. Soft jumper. Hits the front of the rim and falls. Kind of killed it. Took enough off of it, Josh, to keep it right in the middle of the bucket. Backcourt now Wise. Uh-oh, Wise throws it away. Now it's 2-on-1. Red Storm, Villafanua, left side, no. No whistle. Wise should have followed in. She was waiting for the bucket. Instead, Veronica Siqueiros ran in underneath her arms. the outstretched arms of Wise. Oh, that's on Wise. And that's the end of Wise, Josh. Because as soon as they look at the scoring table, they're going to see that that's the fifth. And that is the fifth. And Wise will have to take the walk. The walk, Josh. It's the walk you don't want to take, 70-50.
The walk you hate to take, Stu, especially when you're down by 20. You got 7 minutes left. You're hoping for something to go your way late in the second half. And the Penguins just did not come out as way in the second half as the way they left in the first. I mean, it's just been a flat game. They've been making mistakes. They haven't been able to handle this pressure that Dixie State has put on them throughout this entire second half. And Dixie State has dominated. I mean, they've gotten the shots when they need it. And Dominican came close earlier in this second half, but just not coming up with an answer. And you know what, Stu? It's just you got to hand it up to, I guess, the experience and, you know, just the prowess of Dixie State right now. You can't take anything away from them. They have played great basketball tonight.
You're right. They've played consistently high-level basketball, where the Penguins had a very nice run late in the first half where they played at a very high level. But since then, the DUs have not matched up very well against Dixie with 7:50 to go, fans. A media timeout's been called. 70-50 is the score, radio.dominican.edu. The guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. That's about 37 minutes from now. But for now, the women, with 7 minutes and 50 seconds, 7:50 left, have a 20-point deficit with which to work. And while they were tied with about 3.5 minutes to go in the first half, they have not been tied since. So let's see if the Penguins can make a move and do something nice with 20 points down, 7.5 to go, 7:50 to go. See if Josh and I can help them do something good. Make this more of a game. Siqueiros to bring it in. Right under the hoop. Back underway now, 7:50 to go as the clock rolls. Siqueiros has 5 seconds. She gets it inbounds. Very quickly to Jonna Brown. Good. Man, that was a tough play. Siqueiros, good move. Now the Penguins bring it up. Tough backcourt pressure. Berlinski now into the hands. Berlinski was looking to hit Baskerville, but it came off of the knee of one of the Red Storm and then went out off the fingertips of Baskerville. So an unfortunate error for the Dominicans. Here's a jumper. Ingram, right side, good. Long two ball, 74-50. 7:27 to go. Baskerville backcourt. Penguins just getting hammered now. Uh-oh, Baskerville pinched it, and they don't even call it on her, Josh, and I can't believe it. And Baskerville has nowhere to go. She gets it to Berlinski, and now Berlinski passes it off to Flatten. Left side, Rocky, easily. Now that's one of those plays where the Penguins looked like $1 million, Josh, as they worked it up from the backcourt. One of the Red Storm in the backcourt now on her knees. This is an injury timeout. Referee is having a word with the coach over there. I'm not sure what she's saying, but Dixie State, Tanya Clark was the injured player, but she's back up now.
Looks like Clark, man, caught an elbow on that one from Baskerville when they both sworn Baskerville with the double team.
That's exactly what happened. Baskerville was getting wrapped up in the backcourt and had to bust through, so she threw the elbows all over the place. I think you're right. I think Clark caught it. The Penguins worked it up nicely, and the play concluded with the pass to Gomes right under the hoop. It was a one-on-one Gomes two ball, 74-52, 7:08 to go. Scruggs with a stutter step at midcourt. She flings it up to Maxie. Across the court now, left side. Shayla Martinez goes back to Scruggs at the top of the key. They work it back down low to Brown. Good. And that Jonna Brown has been so tough on the DUs. Tough offensively, really good. Crashing, 76-52 after the Brown two ball. Inside of seven. Now the Penguins throw it away again. Flatten had it swiped away for an instant, but got it back by Villafanua. And now the inbounds, Penguins recover it. And it was stolen for a second. Oh, man, Josh. I don't know if you saw that, but Jonna Brown, number 23, the six-foot freshman, landed in the third row of the grandstands right on top of a couple of Penguin fans. And absolutely smashed into a couple of them. And they dumped all their stuff, all their drinks and everything. And Brown popped right back up. Now she got yanked. Brown's going to take a break, and the fans are still trying to gather themselves in there. Brown went flying into the grandstands. Still a timeout.
Yeah, that happens in basketball, Stu. I mean, we've seen crazier. You saw John Wall this year from Kentucky. He flew into the stands. Matter of fact, it looked like he cleared the stands. He jumped over a section of benches there. So, hey, it happens.
That was nasty, but on the inbounds from midcourt. Bronner takes it herself with the layup left side. 76-54, 6:14 to go. Scruggs now brings it to the top of the key up to Cox. Cox trips over the feet of Tekoi. And the foul is called against Tekoi. Cox will go to the line. Keisha Cox, a 5'5 junior out of Kansas City, was lying on the floor there for an instant, but she's okay as Janish gets ready to re-enter the game. Janish is coming in for Tekoi. That's the third on Taki. 6'11. 76-54. Penguins hanging tough right there at about 18 to 22 range. But they're going to have to hang in tougher than that as Cox bends at the waist. On the way, backspin. Missed it by a mile right. Rebound. Raquel Gomes. 6:10 to go. Penguins trailing by 22, though. Coming up on 6 minutes, and that's a big deficit. Bronner now gets the pass on the left side. Bronner, no look, over to Michaela. Left side, no. Can't get her own rebound. Out of bounds off of Chanel Maxey. Left side there, Josh, on the baseline from Baskerville. That is her wheelhouse, and she couldn't make the easy one. Even Baskerville will tell you that is her favorite shot. They reset the shot clock. 6 minutes exactly. Penguins have it on the short side. They need to get it inbounds. They get it softly inbounds. Outside, thinking about it. Driving in is Flatten, who just reached down and clutched her right knee, and she's wincing. Out of bounds, Dixie. Flatten will bring it back in. I wonder if she's okay. She's kind of limping around, but this time of the game, the senior Flatten is always limping around. She plays pretty hard. Team captain Alicia Flatten, top scorer of the Penguins. Right there with Gomes. Here's Bronner now. Picks up a screen from Gomes at the top of the key. Drives in right side. Throws it away. Don't know who she was intending that ball to hit, but whoever it was not even close because it went right into a sea of red. 5.5 to go. Left side. Big long two ball from Martinez. Good. Left wing. Martinez hits from 17.5. That backcourt pressure has really been working well for the Dixies tonight. Over to the left side, now is Flatten. Flatten, who threw it away on the last play, throws it up to Gomes, and it's stolen back away by Cox. Cox will take it herself, right side. Cox gets slammed. Cox on the floor. And the foul is called against Alicia Flatten. That's the eighth team foul committed by the Penguins, coming up on 5 minutes as Ingram gets ready to re-enter. Keisha Cox to the line. Stole it away there. Did Cox, went the distance, and then right at the last second, took the arm from Flatten on the way. She missed it. Tiny Clark with a rebound. Good box out work there by the Dixies. On the rebound, foul is on Janish. So they get to do it again. Clark getting banged around something terrible, Josh. And she'll get to go to the line.
And the rich keep getting richer, Stu,
yep.
As Dixie State is just, you know, giving the Penguins all they can handle right now. Dominican's just trying to find a way, trying to find an answer. With 5 minutes left, I hate to say it's over, but you would think that the Penguins' chances are very slim coming back from this type of deficit, especially this late in the game, considering how Dixie State has played throughout this entire second half.
Yeah, right. They haven't had a moment of poor play. The Penguins have had moments of brilliance, but the Dixies very, very solid second half. One of two on the line for Clark. Penguins down with it. 4:55, clock roll, 79-54. Penguins, though, are one foul away from putting Dixie State in the double bonus as Michaela Baskerville slams into Chanel Maxey. Maxey, a 5'10 freshman out of Anaheim. And Tanya Clark will take a breather. Back in, Deanna Daniels. Clark and Daniels both got the start tonight. Daniel's going to come back in and play down low. Clock rolls. Bronner with the ball. Right side, 4:40 to go. Baskerville to Dunn, who's re-entered. Left side over to Flatten. Flatten with a stutter step against Scruggs. Good look. Dunn's got it. She passes it off to Bronner. Dunn had a clean look at it, didn't want to take it. Bronner's got trouble in the corner. Downloaded Dunn. Dunn muffs it out of bounds. Dixie ball. 79-54. This is the largest deficit of the night, Josh. And Dixie State's going to bring in Megan Tidwell in place of Martinez. In fact, they're going to bring in three.
Yeah, when you're up by this much, Stu, you can get your bench a little bit of game, you know, experience and a little bit of PT, but the Penguins are definitely just not looking good in this second half, Stu. I have to say that they have been just outmatched by Dixie State in the second half. First half, it was very close. It was very competitive. It was very exciting. Second half, Dixie State just came out and decided that, you know, they were going to be dominant and they were going to force their will upon the Penguins, which they have.
Ingram with a nice low bounce pass down low on the left side. She finds Daniels good for two, 81-54. Long three ball by Janish Good. Janish from long range, 3:43 to go. Tidwell's the only new player. I thought Dixie brought in three, but they didn't. A couple of players just walked over by the bench. 3.5 to go now, fans, as Siqueiros has re-entered. She gets it back over to Ingram. Now they're working the clock a little bit. Tidwell from the right corner, softly, delicately, short. Janish with the rebound. Bronner, stutter step. Bronner fakes left, goes right, no look, done, throws it away, Daniels. Daniels brings it up now. 28 seconds to go. On the shot clock, 3:12. Ingram, foot fake, Ingram. She's got the right ankle with a brace on it. Here's a jumper from Scruggs. From 16, no. Tidwell with the rebound, too much glass, done with the rebound. Back over to the Penguin side. Soft, right side from Alicia Flatten, found Dunn down low. Dunn was all alone, Josh. Tidwell was nowhere near her. She could not make it. I think she just got too excited.
It's just been the story of the night for the Penguins.
They second half, anyway.
Definitely second half. They haven't been able to finish at the rim, and you know what? The unnecessary fouls on the other end of the floor, just fouls out of desperation trying to get something to go their way. And it doesn't seem like anything in this game is just going right for the Penguins in the second half. So that media timeout, Stu, there goes my analysis. And we might as well shout out some sponsors here, or at least tell them where they can find more information about Dominican. And you can find more information about Dominican Athletics, as well as it will lead you to information about the entire Pacific West Conference at www.DominicanAthletics.com. You can find out great new news, such as our new volleyball and golf coaches. Also, you can follow Dominican. If you have a Twitter, you can tweet us at www.twitter.com/DominicanSports. That is twitter.com/DominicanSports. Or friend us on Facebook, facebook.com/DominicanAthletics. That is facebook.com/DominicanAthletics. Get recent updates on DU sports, information on players, athletes, coaches, all that always online. And you can always check to see about our future broadcast on radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins, where we broadcast live and worldwide.
Our next home broadcast, fans, will be Thursday, February 18th. That's right, Josh, 1 month from today. The Penguins are going to be on the road. They're going to be going locally, Academy of Art, Notre Dame. Then they're going to head over to Hawaii. They're going to play BYU, Hawaii, Chaminade, Hawaii Pacific, and Hawaii Hilo. Penguin women's single conference win came against Hawaii Hilo right here at the Conlon Center. So the Penguins are going to be on a big, long road trip for a month. 81-57, end of the timeout has come. Tidwell to the line, deep. Tidwell is out of Poway at 6'2". As Stephanie Carnes gets ready to enter the game, the 5'1 freshman. Second one by Tidwell's no good. Penguins get the rebound, Bronner. 2.5 to go, fans. 81-57, right side, Michaela. Thrown out of bounds off the fingertips of Gianna Brown. The Browns is a 6-foot freshman, and she has gotten a ton of minutes tonight, Josh. Brown not only got the start tonight, played the majority of the game, and giving the Penguins a whole lot of trouble. That Gianna Brown is really something. Be watching her for the next 4 years. 2:20 to go. Janish brings it up, throws it into the Penguin cheerleaders. Intended for Bronner, but way over her head. 81-57. I don't want to say the Penguins have given up, but
you can definitely sense the frustration. You can definitely see the frustration, Stu, and they're not happy with this loss at all, especially when they were looking so good after the first half. But Dixie State shows that experience. They show their ability to adjust, which is what NCAA squads are able to do, Stu. They adjust, and they play for two halves. You can't be a first-half team and expect to be successful in the Pac-West Conference. It's 40 minutes of play, and you got to play hard all throughout.
Keshia Cox with a jumper from the left side. No. Rebound Tidwell. She's fouled. 81-57 inside of 2 minutes, fans. Tidwell back to the line. She missed both of them last time. This one's on the way. It's deep. Tidwell 0 for 3 in a row. Chanel Maxey has re-entered the game in place of Jonna Brown. Brown has done her job tonight, but the Penguins will be happy to see her go away for a little while. She's been very tough on the DU's effort tonight. Tidwell makes her second of two. 82-57. Clock rolls inside of 2 minutes. Janish has it in the backcourt. She passes it off to Bronner. Sets up a screen. Man, and Dixie's playing some big defense still. That's Keshia Cox playing very tough. Left side Bronner drives in off the paint. No. Gets a rebound. Baskerville good. 82-59. 1:39 to go. Scruggs going to bring it up. Right at the timeline, heaves it up the length of the court, somehow holding on to it, pardon me. Dixie State, Baskerville knocks it out of bounds into the front row of the grandstands. Dixie State ball. Courtney Spahn, a 5'9 sophomore out of Mesquite, Nevada, comes in. 82-59 clock rolls, buck 20. Penguin men coming up, 7:30 tip off. Cox has got it now on the left wing. She's up against Carnes. Carnes won't let her in. Good job there. Scruggs deep on the shot. Maxey with the rebound. Maxey has it get away from her. She gets it back. Top of the key. Stolen away, Bronner. Coming up on 1 minute, Bronner. Bronner across the court to Carnes. Two steps. Carnes. Oh, all over the place. Almost came to rest on the rim there, but it didn't. Finally fell out. No good. Scruggs to Tidwell. Down low. Whistle. Done. 82-59 is Emily Dunn. Is going to be called on that one. 54.9 seconds to go, fans. Tidwell back to the line. Tidwell's 1 for 4 so far, Josh. See what she can do here. On the way, yes. Now she's got her range. 2 for 5, Tidwell. Tidwell out of Poway is a 6'2" senior. Back on the line, back spinning, and this one's deep. 2 for 6, Tidwell. Clock rolls 52. Carnes brings it up across the timeline. Carnes goes, fakes right, goes left. Now she backs up between the circles. She gets it to Baskerville. Baskerville drives in low on the left side. Back over to Bronner, 40 seconds. Bronner off the bottom of the backboard, 38, and the clock stops. Whistle. Bronner was wrapped up there on the baseline. Foul is called against Tidwell, so Bronner will go to the line. The grad student, number 12.
Well, Stu, I'm sitting here with the stats right now, and you know what? If you looked at them, you would think that Dominican would win this game due to the fact that they have shot better from the floor tonight than, or actually, it seems that Dixie State, excuse me, I retract that statement. Dixie State has shot tons better than the Penguins have. The Penguins have been phenomenal from the line, but Dixie State has done what they had to do offensively from the floor to outscore the Penguins and outwork the Penguins, and that's just the bottom line to this game right now, Stu, as Dominican will have another L in the column.
Baskerville follows up the missed shot by Bronner after Bronner stole it and brought it up. 20 seconds to go, fans. 83-62. Now in the backcourt, Scruggs. Carnes is playing her tough. Now they go back up to Maxey at the baseline. Now down low to Tidwell. Kicked out of bounds by the drifting Jenish. 83-62, 12.3 to go. Dixie State to bring it up. Amber Scruggs has it in the short side. Penguin men just itching to come out. Scruggs brings it in. Right side, clock rolls 10 seconds. Dixie's got it over to Cox. Now to the top of the key, they fling it over to Spahn. Spahn dumps it back off to Cox, 5. Now in the backcourt, 2-1. That's game. Karn sticking an arm in there, trying to get something going with Spahn, but the clock just ran out. 83-62, the final, fans. Sorry, Josh and I don't have better news. Hopefully the men's game will go the Penguins' way. Dixie State simply outplayed the DU's first half. Penguins are right there, especially toward the end of the first half, 17 minutes in. The game was tied. Penguins were looking great. Some adjustment made at halftime on the part of Dixie State, I do believe. Whatever weakness the Penguins were showing, Dixie managed to figure it out in a big way. Final 83-62. We'll have the men's game coming up 20 minutes from now. You'll hear it live right here on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.